Hi. We are almost at the end of the series. As we are moving towards the end, we will discuss some of the concepts which can help you avoid the feelings associated with burnout. Burnout and stress are both physically and mentally taxing. When you are in the middle of the storm, it's hard to see the other end. But remember that there is always a way out of stress, anxiety, and feelings of hopelessness. Today we are going to discuss one such pillar to counter these feelings: change, and learning to anticipate it, embrace it, and welcome it. It is surprising that we only think of change in terms of objects that surround us, but we hardly ever apply the same concept to our being. There is always a bit of a divide when we think about change when it pertains to ourself. This divide can lead to conflict of sorts between what we think change should be and what it is, and how we can deal with it. So today, when we talk about change, we aren't just talking about the physical change. We are talking about the innate quality of change. The quality which allows us to experience it, not only around us, but also within us as it happens. So this exercise helps us to move from a place of concept to a place of experience. We're living that idea of flow and change from moment to moment, but we often forget that during moments of stress. What happens when we let go of ideas of how things ought to be and allow things and ourselves along with things to change? We are left with a sense of being which is very gentle, very malleable, and most importantly, very much how it should be. Now, with that idea in your mind, take a moment to get yourself comfortable. Whether you're sitting on the chair, on the floor, starting with the eyes open, a nice soft focus with the eyes, or close them fully if this feels more comfortable for you. And when you're ready, take a couple of deep breaths. In through the nose, and out through the mouth. As you allow the breath to return to its natural rhythm, you are starting to become more aware of the weight of the body, the physical points of contact, physical sensations, and any sounds around you. And bringing the attention back to the body. Now, if you haven't done this already, starting to notice the breath and the movement of the breath in the body. We are noticing where in the body you feel it most strongly, a rising and falling sensation. And just noticing the natural rhythm of the breath. And then, as you continue to follow the breath in that way, start to notice how everything is always changing, shifting, moving, whether it's in the body or the mind. That is the essence of life. So continuing to follow the breath, If you like, you can count the breaths as they are. Or if you prefer, you can simply stay with the breath without counting. And if your mind wandered, I'd like you to acknowledge or note what it is that's changed at the moment you've been distracted. And gently come back to the breath again. And as you come back to the breath again, noticing how the mind moves from one object to the next, each time bringing it back to the breath. And the moment you realize the mind's wandered, bring the attention back to the breath. And with the next out-breath, just let go of the focus on the breath. Let go of any focus on change, giving the mind space to do what it wants for the next few seconds. And now bringing the attention back to the body, back to the feeling of weight in the body. Those physical sensations, the points of contact. Allow your mind to engage with the sounds and sensations around you. Keep maintaining the position or posture without getting up or moving abruptly. Now, bring your attention to how you feel right now. Not in a judgmental way. Just observing how you feel now as compared to before the exercise. Acknowledging the difference and change, if any. And as you go through the day, starting to notice that change around you. Not just internally, in the thoughts, the emotions, but also externally, in your surroundings, and other people and places. The more we start to notice the change as a reality of life, the freer we are of the worries and our desire to control things. It serves us well to remember that the universe is always moving towards entropy, and consequently, we, as part of the universe, are also steadily changing. And with that, our session comes to an end. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.